living?
Oh, yeah. Ad libitum.
It's a quarter, 16 minutes after 5 right now. And if you're driving tonight, remember to drive with care and buy Sinclair Power X gasoline. If you are driving home, well, we want to remind you that there may be something you left behind you at the shop or office. And we don't want you to neglect it. Maybe there's something you have to go back for that you particularly need tonight. Better do it now before you get all the way home or to the bowling alley, wherever you're going. And if there's something that Mother wanted you to pick up for her on the way home, don't forget that either. Might be a good idea, too, when you get home, and just in case Mother didn't hear all of the program today, to remind her about sending for those free flowers. Hmm? Napoleon once said that an army moves on its stomach, and there was an eminent composer, I believe his name was Reingold F. Fiedler, who at one time said, yeah, and it could happen to a composer too, especially if he hasn't had a hit for a long time. Anyway, this particular composition was inspired by the digestive tract of the composer, because this is what he had in his stomach when he was trying to compose The Bridge. Well, what I'm getting at is we're going to play Dr. Klatt's Butterfly Polka. That was live or from the album? I bet you can't tell. It was so well reproduced. That happened to be one of the records, though, that's in the Dr. Klatt Polka King album. That's true.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure it is. 20 minutes after 5. Do you sometimes have trouble getting relief from stomach upset? Have you discovered that frequently soda or mint tablets may not bring real relief from stomach distress, burning indigestion, heartburn, sour, gassy discomfort, headachy dullness? A doctor knows these symptoms may be due to many different causes, such as peristaltic slowdown resulting from irregular habits or diet. If so, take Dr. Forney's Alpenkräuter. Like a doctor's prescription, Alpenkräuter contains several medically approved active ingredients to settle and warm upset stomach, relieve gas and flatulent burning sensation, bring gentle and welcome relief from irregularity causing these symptoms. If condition persists, see your doctor. Get Forney's Alpenkreuter, over 50 million bottles sold. Only $1.30 at the drug counter, $1.90 for the large family-size bottle. There's nothing like this doctor's medicine for real relief from this stomach distress. Get Forney's Alpenkreuter. A request here from Mrs. Frank Granow of Chicago wants us to play the clarinet polka for her granddaughter, Judith Fromm, who's 7 years old today. Well, happy birthday to Judith. And here is Dr. Silvestri at the podium microphone, completely unsub rosa, as he plays the clarinet polka. haven't heard so many effects in a musical number since Olson and Johnson. Well, now, here we are at the end of our polka program for today. We hope you enjoyed it and that you'll be around the next time Dr. Klatt and the musical interns all present their very live music for you. Don't forget to send for the free flowers, huh? And this is Jack Stilwell saying 88 until tomorrow.
When it is polka time.
Time live from WLS, Chicago. Don't you envy people who get, without borrowing, what you just wish for? A new or improved home, a fund for comfortable retirement, for travel, or your own business. Whatever you want, don't just wish for it. Save for it. Save for better living. That's how other people get what you wish for. They save for it with Chicago Federal Savings, where you can also plan for what you want. Answers to any questions about anything's worth saving for. Your Chicago Federal Savings account is insured safe and brings you extra dollars every 6 months. And you'll find it so handy using postage-free mail or just dropping in at State and Washington. Most important, perhaps, you'll enjoy the extra services and personal consideration you get. Now's the time to get a head start toward whatever you want. Open your Chicago Federal Savings account this week by mail or visit State and Washington. Temperature is 37 degrees, humidity is 66%. Driving tonight, remember to drive with care and buy Sinclair Power X gasoline. In 10 seconds, it will be 5:30. Stay tuned for the news, followed by a review of the business world today with Jerry Boyum, and then sports with Cosell.
This is Frank Singheiser in New York. Here's the latest news brought to you by BCS, the vitamin...
For meetings, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know that's too much to...
They got these,
no,
no,
I mean...
Or they put...
the bar has to be shut off.
Oh.
I know they had a supper for us wise and it was shut off all while we ate.
Well,
now, your bar, is that run for your own organization? I mean... Is it your own people that work in it?
See,
or I know they do at the moves.
Yeah, they don't sell anything up there at the bar. You know what I mean? It's all contributions. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It isn't
they can't hang
open.
No price list.
It ain't open for a bar. But it's all right to have it for the club, you know, when they have a meeting up there.
But now, like, if we want to go up there during any night of the week or Sunday, we can all go up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the way the moose is.
Yeah.
In Mishawak, we could still go up there.
Yeah. Anybody.
He went up there, you know, he used to belong years ago.
Well, now, up at the Eagle, so their bar is separate from the dance hall, and they sell there.
Yeah.
Well, the moose does in Mishawak, too. I mean, they are a limited amount, as far as that's concerned. During the week, their amount is limited. But on Saturday nights, they aren't.
Boy, they have a...
I haven't been up here at Eagles, and I don't know when.
Well, we play up there several different times last spring, and they received us very nicely,
mm-hmm.
and they had a nice group.
Yeah.
They're more poorly dressed, and...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a little...
Eagles, that's right above...
But they do, they have
groups.
Some very nice
yeah.
families out there.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some nice... I mean, all over.
In fact,
there.
The first night we played for them,
that was
it was it was some kind of a convention, and they had people from all over.
That was the...
But I will...
St. Pat's dance, wasn't it?
No,
wasn't
that
it?
Was afterwards. St.
Yeah.
Pat's was afterwards. This was in February.
Boy, you go by there in the summer, though, and they got them windows open on the side. It would be Division Street.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, looks like they have pretty good times up there.
Well, yeah,
they don't anymore, though. This summer, did you notice they didn't have?
I didn't pay too much attention. I know we used to go by in the summer when it was real hot. You know, they'd have the windows open.
They didn't last summer, though. That's what I was going to ask. Nene, do you remember that?
I don't think they had hardly any music during...
You remember that fellow that was at the bar at the Vets the first night we played? Well, see, he was a bartender at Eagles. And when they got their new officers, the fellow that you found their dog, he is very independent, very. And he has really, they've lost a lot of trade because, see, he drinks. Now, this other bartender didn't. When he worked, he wouldn't drink. You could buy him a drink, yes, but you know what he'd do? He'd put it in the kitty. He wouldn't drink.
Well.
Because I was up there, and I don't know whether you know Ted Lyle or not.
Yeah.
But I was, the first time I went up there, I went up with Mrs. Newman, and Ted was sitting there, and he was teasing this guy. And the guy says, well, you know what I do with that money? He said, there's three families in the Eagles that need this money. So he said, their dues are paid.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, if you want to buy me a drink, sure. And so Ted Lyle put a $5 bill in there. He said, if I know where that money's going, he says, I'll buy the whole crowd drinks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what he was doing, but Paul isn't like that. He will drink. You buy him a drink, he'll drink right there.
Well, their hall is neat. They've got some nice wine counters.
Well, it was nice up there last time I was up there.
I've never been up there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was up there with me one time years ago.
That must have been your other woman. I had never been up there.
Oh, yeah,
I know. Now, Bill, he's supposed to laugh at that.
Like he said,
I never
remember
going up there. I've never been up
there. Well, it's not a very big hall. They're dancing. Hall itself isn't very big, mm-hmm. and it's the back room isn't too big either.
We was gonna get out up there.
Yeah,
a hall, you know, our own. Fact is, we own a lot over here and can't build a building on it.
I don't like go up steps.
How
and
come?
All city ordinance.
It's right by that new church they're building over
it's
there.
It's gotta be a certain amount of feet away from the church.
Yeah.
Well then, can a church go up anywhere it wants to?
It looks
I
like
guess
it.
So.
Cause there's two of them going up over there.
I just wondered, you know, where they're.
A great pleasure. recording for you. We've never tried anything like this before, so I hope it works out real well. Woody?
Oh,
all yours.
All right. I'm kind of stuttering and knowing what to say, too. This is my first experience trying to write a letter on a tape recorder. I would like to introduce Dutch's wife right now. Her name's Ann. So, Ann, how about a few words?
Hi. As you found out yourself, it's hard to think of anything to say on a tape recorder. And my husband does all the talking in our family. We've known Woody and Cindy just a short time, but we think they're swell. We're having coffee tonight and a lot of fun with the tape recorder. So come on down sometime to have coffee with us.
Okay. Well, let Cynthia say a few words, too. Okay, Cynthia.
Hi, Bernie and Bill. It sure was a pleasure to hear you over the recorder, and it made me feel that you were right here, and especially to hear Duchess say hi to us. Was she looking for us when you mentioned that we were there? Like I say, it is hard to know what to say. We'll just write you a letter, and like Dutch and all of them said, was had a real ball, and I wish you'd have seen Woody, they call him, how glad he was when he came home the first night after the program. He sure was tickled, and it sure sounded cold, all that snow that you had back here. It was cold out here, but nevertheless, we didn't have all that snow. And I felt all choked up when I heard you. I wish that I could have talked with you, but we hope to see you in May sometime. Now, Whitty, it's your turn. What do you got to say?
Well, first you said something about Duchess when she barked. I think you were thinking of your girlfriend's dog in Kankakee.
Oh, yes, I meant Chipper.
You meant Chipper. Well, I don't know what else to say either right now. Probably should have wrote something down, just read it off. All I can think of is and oh,
We might mention, Woody, that this is a Webcore tape recorder. I don't know whether it's any different than the one that you folks have or not, but it's conventional type, 2-speed, 3 3/4, 7.5. This is all being recorded, of course, as you will have found out by this time, on a 3 3/4. One nice feature of our recorder is that we can record and play back the recording in either direction. In other words, we do not have to run the tape completely off of one reel and then take the reel off and turn it over to record on the other side of the tape. So it makes it a little bit handier in that respect. But be that as it may, why,